Imagine how kind the world could be if each of us spent a small part of our day actively listening to someone else. In each episode of Active Listening, students from the University of St. Francis share conversation with older adults and discuss life lessons. The project's goal is simple: to bring people together through the kindness of listening. Now we'll hear from George. He was interviewed by Caleb Meyer. In their conversation, George shares childhood memories and talks about his relationship with his father.
What do you think are the three best qualities in a person?
Well, honesty, religion, and whether you're a yes or no man. When you talk, when you decide something, and you don't change it.
It's like a sense of honor.
Yeah.
We'll take this through the whole of your life. But when you were a child, do you remember anything that specifically frightened you?
I had a foot operation at the end of the 8th grade. The fact that I had complications and all this stuff entered the picture. I'd been on crutches for years as a young person. That set me back. For the operation that day, they had to take the cast out and put my foot in the ice.
Mm-hmm.
And that really set you back. That's a scary part.
Did that change as you got older in like your 20s and 30s, or was that still like the biggest challenge you think you faced?
Well, there was a challenge in my life, which I got knocked on my butt. The fact that I had caused so much trouble in the Catholic school, trying to get kicked out. My dad wouldn't leave me go to another one because they mistreated me. I mean, I was a low person in the class because my speech was much worse at that time because I had had an operation and made a big old mouth. But anyway, I got sent to a prep school by Xavier Brothers, and that was the biggest favor anybody ever did for me.
Mm-hmm.
They straightened me out. So I appreciated that. But then I had to have another operation, and that particular school was so old, their stairway wasn't very easy for a man to go up on crutches. So I couldn't go back after the sophomore year. I had to have another operation.
Mm-hmm. Was that boarding school in Anderson or outside of Anderson?
No, I was in Kentucky.
Really?
Kentucky.
So do you think being away, moving away, was part of that helping you grow and helping you straighten out?
Very much so. So I didn't have the same trouble down there. That way, they took the meanness out of me.
Mm-hmm.
I had gotten in trouble with I used to fight people that mocked me. And because of crutches, I would stand against a wall and dive into their legs and take up their legs and take them down and then jump on their stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a lot of trouble, so got mean. I was trying to get kicked out of school.
Mm-hmm.
I was cussing out the nuns. I had a problem though. Seven of my mother's and dad's nieces were nuns.
Really?
Yeah, so, you know, they come to visit, so you kind of got a different picture of a person. I didn't like the nuns because I couldn't get away with the saint. They knew everything I did because there's only one kid on crutches.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't worry why I was doing something. And sometimes I stood up to my dad and told him they was completely wrong in the way they did things. And one time my daddy went down and had his first pizza with us and told the nuns, there's no reason, and there's lots of other kids in there disobeying the rules, but you only know one.
Mm-hmm.
And a boy has a right to There was a situation where we got to walk during after dinner, in recess time, and we could walk down the street and take a left and go to a fountain at a drugstore, okay? But we couldn't go into the new pizza place, which had great sandwiches. So that was in the 50s, and I told my dad, I'm not going to stay after school. I'm not doing that. And I said, I don't deserve punishment. Go down and eat the thing. There's nothing wrong with it. And the only connection it got with the tavern is a little window where they send food for, to the little tavern next door. I said, it's not a tavern. And there was other people doing the same thing, but they don't get in trouble, and I'm not staying after school because of it. And I just ended it right there. My daddy said, well, okay, we'll go down and eat and see what you're talking about. And then we went and ate a pizza for the time. So it was the first pizza joint you ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
The first time my friends bought that for, they lived down nearby. They thought it was a dessert. So they thought it was a special dessert. They went down and bought pizza after supper and came back with it. Said, well.
So were you and your dad pretty close?
Well, my daddy worked all the time in his business, and I was 60, he was 65 years old when I graduated from grade school. He was older, my mother was older, they had gotten married late, and he didn't go any place with us except church on Sunday morning. You know, he didn't go to a ball game. He didn't attend anything.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing he wanted to do was play the rosary every night, seemed like to me.
Mm-hmm.
He did a good job in business, but he worked at 10 o'clock at night if people came. So, there wasn't much time involved with us as anything extra. Plenty of money, but not any. He didn't go anywhere with us.
So that would have made it even more special when he went to go get pizza with you.
Yeah, he stood up because after my sophomore operation, and nobody said anything. Nobody mocked me. They didn't do that anymore. And whether they got bored out or whatever, just 32 people graduated. I attended my 60th anniversary a few weeks ago, high school anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
So, and besides the point, they didn't mock me anymore.
What you just heard is part of the Active Listening series, put together as a collaboration between the University of St. Francis and WBOI. Additional conversations can be found online at WBOI.org or wherever WBOI podcasts are found. Faculty advisors for Active Listening are Miles Fulwider, Jane Martin, and Kristen Miller. This program was also made possible thanks to the support of Trina Bodeker from the USF Office for Service and Social Action. Our interviewers are Laura Jansen, Georgia Lieb, Caleb Meyer, Sean Rollins, Jennifer Schinkel, Sage Souter, Miranda Tyler, Kendra Seifring, and Doe Thong. USF Meta students are Nicholas Cardosa, Vaughn Gallagher, Joey Lamping, Ashley Price, Renee Robinson, Tyler Ross, and Jennifer Schinkel. Active Listening's creative director is Larissa Whitaker. Our music is by Noah Campodonico. And thank you for listening.